Panthers Radio with Zynomics. And they're just finishing up on the ice there, David. Was that David Clark's last ever practice session as a Panther?
Sure was, yeah. We had a few jokes. Guys got me a really nice gift this morning, which was really special and really appreciative. But yeah, it was cool. It was good practice. Guys are upbeat, ready for a big weekend.
Let's look ahead to that weekend. We'll talk about David Clark and practices in the past in a moment, just briefly. But huge weekend. You couldn't have written the script if you were a Hollywood producer that David Clark in his last game for his favourite team would play against the biggest rivals for a place in the final.
Yeah, it's you want to play those big games. Sheffield's a good club. Obviously, we always have big crowds for those games, but in a playoff semi-final, I think it'll be extra special. We've had some great games for them this year, and hopefully we can get ourselves through on Saturday.
And they've had our number. Corey was saying this on Panthers Radio with me this week. But if Panthers play like they did against Belfast in the quarter-final, where Belfast led for something like 93 minutes and we led for 30 seconds and then we won it. And then someone else was telling me Fife never led in their quarter-final against Manchester until they won it. But if we play like we did against Belfast, the signs are good.
Without a doubt, I think, those two games, I think we showed a lot of character. To push ourselves through, and that's the way we play. That's our identity. The feeling we had after that win was special, something that's been missing, I think, since those Burn exploits early on in the season. So yeah, we kind of found our jam again in that game, and it was a tough series, and it's a perfect way to kind of prepare yourself for this weekend. It's proven over the years, teams which kind of get through that tough middle 4 and 5 game in the playoffs tend to do pretty well, so hopefully we can replicate that.
Now, you and Corey both want to end on a high, obviously. I say end on a high because I happen to know that at least one team in the Elite League has been trying to bend your ear about not retiring and possibly not hanging up your international skates as well. But I understand the answer was not a chance.
No. Once I make a decision, I'm pretty certain I stick with it. So, yeah, no, it's been amazing. I just want to contribute here in the final couple of games. And like you say, end on a high.
And the cheek of it that someone would think you'd dress for another team in the Elite League.
Never going to happen, Gary. Nottingham Panthers my whole career in the Elite League, and that's not going to change.
And it's been a good career. We've enjoyed watching you in that career. Have you got a particular highlight, or does it all merge into one blurred, nostalgic memory?
It does. It just all blurs. I don't know if it's the concussions I've had or what. But no, there's been so many highs that have will last with me for a lifetime. And I say, I think once we get into next week, we can probably start thinking about and reflecting on them a bit more. But yeah, focus is on getting two big wins this weekend and making that a special memory too.
David Clark on Panthers Radio with Zynomics. It's full. It's sold out. It's Panthers versus Steelers in the semi-final. We're at the prom, but can we make it to the last waltz?